When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing through all the different places in South India, propagating the holy names of Krishna, he came across a place, Gautami Ganga, a tributary of Godavari. Then he went to another place called Mallikarjuna Tirth, on the banks of Krishna River. In this way, when he was passing through different places, he came across a place called Siddhavat. In that place, there was a Brahmana who was constantly chanting the names of Lord Rama. He was so much absorbed in the holy name that he even forgot to eat and sleep, and was incessantly chanting Ram's names. And he was feeling great transcendental ecstasy. And he invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his place to honor prasadam. And after Lord Chaitanya ate prasad and left that place, and after wandering in his different places for tour, then again Mahaprabhu came back to the same place, Siddhavat. And then he found this Brahmana chanting the names of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu asked him, "My dear sir, you were chanting Ram's name before, and now you seem to be chanting Krishna's names with great delight. That's a great surprise to me." Then this Brahmana said, "Since my childhood, I have been worshipping Lord Raghava with great love and respect. And I always recite the name of Lord Ram and get a great delight in hearing his transcendental pastimes. I cannot for a moment stop chanting Ram's names. And in this way, with full determination, I have been absorbed in the holy name since my childhood. But somehow when I saw you and your beautiful transcendental form, the desire for chanting Krishna's holy names has got awakened in my heart. Since then I have been chanting Krishna's names." And this Brahmana was a very learned person. He said, "By the way, we can see Lord Shiva proclaims to Parvati that if one chants the name of Lord Ram even once, that is equivalent to chanting the Vishnu Sahasranama, thousand names of Lord Vishnu." And Brihadaranyaka Purana also says that if one chants the name of Krishna once, that is equivalent to chanting 3,000 names of Vishnu, three times the Vishnu Sahasranama. In this way, my chanting of Krishna's name is justified. So, by sight of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his divine association, this Brahmana's love for Krishna got awakened in his heart. We can understand many lessons from this beautiful pastime of how this Brahmana was always absorbed in chanting the holy name, and his lips were constantly uttering the names, showing how one should always do Ketaniya Sadahari. Ketaniya Sadahari means always one should take the names of the Lord in his lips. And in this way, one can always be absorbed in transcendental bliss at all times. Besides that, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he is the complete manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth. All the other manifestations of Lord Krishna, like Rama or Vishnu, their names are equally holy. But still, Lord Krishna's name is considered very special here because the kind of transcendental mellows and relationships the holy name of Krishna awakens in one's heart cannot be awakened by chanting of Gayatri or chanting of any other mantra. That is why the Hare Krishna mantra is the Yugala Naam, which awakens the love in the heart of the soul towards the loving relationship that exists in the Goloka Vrindavan. Many times people ask, why not we chant Gayatri? Gayatri can offer some purification of heart and offer some peace to the mind and senses, but it cannot awaken the dormant love that one has in the heart for the divine couple Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. That is only possible by the chanting of the holy names of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Nam Prabhu Ki.